This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump lashing out against China on Twitter and said he will respond to the latest tariffs Friday afternoon. China announced it will raise tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. goods and resume 25% tariffs on American autos. That's in retaliation against Trump's planned September 1st duty increase. Trump said on Twitter, the U.S. has lost trillions of dollars to China over many years, and he won't let that continue. He said companies should make products in the U.S. instead. North Korea sending a warning to the United States Friday. It's ready for dialogue or standoff when it comes to stalled nuclear talks. The North Korean foreign minister also said it would be a miscalculation if Washington imposed more sanctions on Pyongyang. South Korea says it will scrap an intelligence-sharing pact with Japan that has hit trade hard and undercut security cooperation over North Korea. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Japan's prime minister was on the offensive Friday after Seoul announced it was cutting intelligence ties with Tokyo. That means it won't share information on North Korea.
Unfortunately, South Korea has continued with responses that damage the trust between our two countries.
It's the latest development in a growing dispute between the two countries that's affected everything from trade to diplomacy and now national security. A pact between them was due for automatic renewal on Saturday. It's what allowed them to share intel on the North's weapons program. But South Korea on Thursday said it's dropping that deal. Japan's defense minister has called for Seoul to reconsider, saying that South Korea didn't appreciate the growing threat from north of its border.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. This is VOA News. Malta has agreed to allow a charity ship carrying more than 350 migrants, mainly from Sudan, to dock. The island nation gave the Norwegian-flagged Ocean Viking permission to dock after six European countries reached an agreement to take in the migrants. Aid organizations operating the Ocean Viking rescue ship on Friday called on Europe to devise standard solutions to taking in migrants stranded in the Mediterranean. Max Avis is a search and rescue manager.
Even if we have the luck to resolve this solution in the next few days, until we have an effective and speedy disembarkation solution that is not ad hoc, it's set up, we're just going to see more and more people die out there.
The ship has been anchored in the Mediterranean for 2 weeks, awaiting port access. Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's far-right president, firing back after French President Emmanuel Macron suggested the Amazon wildfires should be at the top of the agenda for the upcoming Group of Seven summit. He accused Macron of having a colonialist mentality and said countries that send money to Brazil for the Amazon are not doing it out of charity, but with the aim of interfering with our sovereignty. But Macron is not the only person of influence chiming in. He's joined by a number of world soccer stars. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Rarely have a president and superstar soccer players been on the same page. But when it comes to the fires that are devastating the Amazon, they're uniting in sounding the alarm. Five-time World Player of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo, beat Emmanuel Macron to the punch with his tweet urging action on the Amazon. That has already racked up more than 250,000 likes. Other soccer stars chimed in too, unusual in a sport whose professionals tend to avoid off-pitch issues. And from the world of tennis came a straight-to-the-point tweet from top-ranking Novak Djokovic, heartbreaking. The winner of 16 majors wrote about a photo of forests aflame. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Supporters of Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement lined city streets and part of the harbor front Friday. They formed a human chain that traced three subway routes. Here's one protester.
Show our unity as well as we want to demonstrate in a peaceful way, and not every time is as the government said we are violent.
It was the latest protest in a nearly 11-week movement that began with calls to scrap a now-suspended extradition bill. The demonstrations have widened to include demands for full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality at the week's protests. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.